Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is Friday, June 24th. And you know what? Before we get into anything, let's just toss it over to our sponsors real fast.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
God, we really have the best sponsors. Couldn't say enough about them. You know, they are great. You know, in fact, what I would actually really like right now is a nice fat latte from Brood Awakening in Big Pine. I haven't had one in a long time. I've been busy and, in all honesty, not up early enough for coffee because I tend to work till 2 or 3 in the morning. They're just, it sounds really good right now. Plus all the baked goods and the, you know, the other thing is you think about places like coffee shops. You think, okay, they have some cookies and they have muffins and stuff like that. You know what they have down there? Like full on breakfast, like biscuits and gravy and things and like croissant sandwiches, snack packs, like a trail mix type things, like homemade stuff with pine nuts in it, pine nuts, you know, things along those salads, whatever. It's awesome. I mean, you can't beat Brood Awakening. They do such an amazing job down there. So if you're in the Big Pine area or, you know, you just want the best, head down to Big Pine and go to Brood Awakening. They're open till about 1 most days. I think they're closed on Sundays. But yeah, you need to do that. Trust me. And if you're headed down south or you're down south and you're headed up north, that's a spot to stop. You want to make sure you do that. So what do we got here? Looks like there is a Eastern Sierra Land Trust Earth Day Youth Art Contest showing. So it's going to be at C5 Studios, which is 210 South Warren Street, which is where JCPenney's used to be, the back door. And it looks like it's going to be on June 29th. That's a Wednesday. It's set for 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The art pieces were submitted in response to the prompt choosing one of the following questions to answer. Number one, if you were an animal or a plant, what would you be? Number two, how does nature make you feel? And number three, what is your favorite place in nature? All members of the community are invited to come and admire the creative pieces that were submitted by young artists from Inyo and Mono counties. Light refreshment will be provided at this free event. Although not required, an RSVP is appreciated. If you plan to attend the Earth Day Youth Art Contest showing, please email claire@eslt.org. And that's Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. For more information, visit eslt.org/events. That's pretty cute. That should be pretty fun. The children are our future, ladies and gentlemen. Especially the artists. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I'm not even being sarcastic. What kind of recreation do we got going on this weekend up in Mammoth? It's so nice outside. I love the little storm front comes in. You know, there's nothing better than rain and thunderstorms in June, July, and August. That is my favorite thing on the planet. I love them. So Parks and Recreation summer camps are biking, climbing, and playing their way around the spectacular Eastern Sierra. This week, they hosted a new Park in Play camp at a 5-day climbing camp and mountain bike camp for grades 2 through 5. Next week, they've had some last-minute cancellations and have places available in the grades TK1, Nature Camp, and grades 2 through 5, Exploring with Photography. You can register online at easternsierranow.com. So Mammoth Lakes Tourism and Recreation, and they do such a good job up there, you know, all these things. There's a crafters art camp, and that is for fourth graders and older. And it's an art and adventure hybrid camp with an emphasis on keeping keepsakes and crafts such as lip balm, journal binding, flower pots, etc. The camp dates are July 11th through the 15th, and you can register, again, easternsierranow.com. All of these you can register at easternsierranow.com, so I'm going to stop saying that because that'll get old. There's a mountain bike camp, that's badass, nature camp, and wave raid camp. They only have a couple spots left in each of those, though, so it's a unique opportunity to register for one of those stellar camps. And if you're a bit too late to the game, so there's still a little bit in there, you can get in on those. So, as I said, I wasn't going to say before, easternsierranow.com, register. The UK International Soccer Camp, that's always awesome. I've heard nothing but amazing things about that. You can still get into that. That's June 27th, so coming right up through July 1st. And then the next camp is July 25th through the 29th. Challenger Sports Soccer Camps. There's full days and half days. And they got Tiny Tykes camps, and those are available through July 11th through 15th. And then the second one will be August 1st through the 5th. Play Well Technology STEM Lego Camps. This is the one I want to go to. So they got Pokemon Legos July 5th through the 8th. They've also got Minecraft with Legos. That's awesome. That's one I would do. August 8th through the 12th from ages 6 to 11 years old. You definitely want to get in on that. So just a reminder, all camps, including soccer and Lego, partner camps are supported by the Tony Colasardo Scholarship Fund. If you need financial assistance to participate in one of the great programs, they're delighted to help you. Please don't allow financial restrictions to be a barrier that keeps you from joining this summer. For questions, please contact Doug Gebhardt, and that's 760-965-3699. Adult League Softball is back at Shady Rest Park. I don't think you can sign up anymore, but you definitely are going to want to go watch that. So that'll be fun. It's a good thing to do on a weekend. Just sit and watch some ball, man. What else we got here? It looks like Whitmore Pool is open 7 days a week through August 28th, weather permitting, of course, on all of that. So Whitmore has its own website to find out about more information out there. You can click on that, of course, at Eastern's Here Now, or their Facebook page. Parks and Rec Department, if you want to just call, is 760-965-3690, and they'll give you the full summer schedule and everything. Parks and Rec is hiring. Just throw that out there. If you want to work in any of these recreational environments or work at the park or help with training, coaching, all that kind of stuff, they're available. You can find that at easternsierranow.com. So that's some pretty cool stuff happening around the summer in Mammoth. You are definitely going to want to get your kids in that. So there's a fishing report from our buddy Fred Rowe, Sierra Bright Dot Fly Fishing. It looks like, I'll just read you the first part here. A low messed up the weather with cooler temperatures and lots of wind with some gusts in the 30s to 40 mile range. When the wind's not blowing, the fishing has been good. I've been doing my best fly fishing on freestone streams like Bishop Creek and Rock Creek. Nymphing, particularly with the Euro rod, has been the most productive. Have had some dry fly days on the mountain creeks. It looks like the Rock Creek. The creek is definitely seeing the effects of runoff, even if there is not much of a runoff this year. He's been concentrating his efforts on the edges and slow water sections about halfway up the canyon. They are catching rainbows and browns. Fly fishers fishing above the lake are finding brook trout willing to take their dry flies. I'm fishing with elk hair caddies, Adams parachutes, bedhead flashback, gold-ribbed hare's ears. I think he made that up. I'm going to give him some crap on that one. And beadhead prince nymphs. Okay. Look at the wild trout section of the Lower Owens River. The weather's cooled down, making it enjoyable to be on the river midday. Nymphing, particularly with the Euro rig, has been productive. He's been fishing with stoner nymphs, butano nymphs, Frenchies, hotspot pheasant-tailed nymphs, and bedhead flashback gold-ribbed hare's ears. Again, I'm telling you, he made that up. Success is getting the flies down on the bottom with the Euro rig. He's using a 3.5 millimeter and 4.0 millimeter beads with an indicator system. I'm using 1 to 2 BB split shot to get the flies on the bottom of the river. Fly fishing pressure has been Light. So there's a bunch more here. Definitely worth checking out and looking into. A couple of pretty great fish, actually. It's worth looking at. Go to easternsierranow.com, or even better, open the app on your phone, because I know you already got it because you're all loyal and amazing fans. So from the mobile app, you can look at all the pictures posted by Fred. And there's some really good fishing shots here. It's pretty great. A couple of good fish. You're going to want to check that out. There's a lot more to the fishing report. I just don't want to sit here and read the whole thing for you. So head over and check that out if you are going out this weekend, because you're going to want the professional take on how to get this did. So this is pretty interesting. The Bishop Battle of the Badges blood drive. That could go in a lot of bad ways. I mean, I'm thinking like Thunderdome or something. You know, let's just read this before my overactive imagination gets a little too out of hand. So the Bishop Community Battle of the Badges, July 18th through the 19th. Monday, July 18th, 10 to 6 p.m., 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday, July 19th, 8 to 2 a.m. to p.m., of course. Donate and cast your vote at the Elks Lodge. That's 151 East Line Street, for those of you who don't know what that is. So, because of you, life doesn't stop, and every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Healthy donors are urged to donate. If you have had COVID-19 and have been symptom-free for 10 days, you're eligible to donate. To reserve a spot, you can call 877-25-VITAL. That's V-I-T-A-L. So, it looks like, I don't really go into a lot of detail here, but from what I'm understanding, the Battle of the Badges is all of the different law enforcement, including, it looks like, paramedics, trying to see who can bring in the most blood. So that could turn into a gnarly thing with hatchets and spears and things like that. See, that's why I can't be trusted, because I go to Thunderdome every single time. So why don't you just head out there and give some blood, help save some people's lives. That's what it's all about. The easy way. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to tell you, that's going to be it for Friday. We're going to call it good. We will be back on Monday. Remember, go get the app. You're going to want that. And keep checking us out on Eastern Sierra Now. We really, truly appreciate each and every one of you. You make it worthwhile for us to continue doing this. So thank you very much. And we will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.